January 14th. Love seeketh not itself to please, nor for itself hath any care, but for another gives its ease, and builds a heaven in hell's despair. William Blake. Depression. There's even a hurtful sound to the word, I thought, staring morosely out the back window. With a heavy sigh, I turned and lifted the sack of trash off the kitchen counter and headed out through our attached garage to the garbage can. Stumbling over a pair of boots flopped on the step, I was near to tears. The sight of the untidy, winter-neglected garage added even more weight to the great mountain of woe I was carrying. "How many times must I nag that man about cleaning out this filthy hole?" I grumbled. A picture of my husband's tired face flickered across my mind. He always had something else that had to be done right now. Suddenly, the Lord must have nudged me. Like a great ray of spiritual sunshine came the loud, clear thought, "Why not clean it right now and surprise that busy man?" Why not indeed? Eagerly, I opened the big door and began carrying out the portable stuff. Soon the broom was flying and I was singing and hanging up shovels and sleds and buckets and dusting off shelves and shining windows. And all the while I was picturing my husband's relief and pleasure when he'd come home driving into the garage that evening. I could hardly wait to see his smile. And gone, gone, gone was all depression. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me that boredom and self-pity can always be purged with other love.